Oh, Fiona, if I could only talk like you.
We all want to.
I know. Cheerio. That's about as close as I can get. Oh,
that's
that was
great.
lovely. That's great. Yeah. If it's not Scottish, it's now. Well, let's not go there. Well, it is not Scottish, but the next piece of music I have for you is by a man that Jillian and I were talking about earlier. I think a real musical pioneer, a musical rebel. I think you could even say that about Beethoven. And Jillian was saying sometimes, you know, this music, we approach it so reverently that we forget that these composers who lived hundreds of years ago, what they were doing to music at that day was revolutionary. And you can definitely say that about Beethoven. Well, I have to say that, you know, you can look at the ninth, the seventh, the sixth, whatever, all the Beethoven symphonies, but my favorite is always going to be the fifth. And what I think is so interesting is that the fifth has some of the most iconic opening notes in all of classical music. Dun 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 dun. I mean, people who, if you think you don't know anything about classical music, I bet you recognize those notes. But I think the finale of this symphony is equally as fiery and passionate and wonderful.
Thank you.
Beethoven, I love you. The man who never quite knew how to end a symphony. You know, if he had one weakness, I would say it was that. But it was so creative and fun how he ended his symphonies. That was the finale to Beethoven's Fifth in C minor with Carlos Kleiber and the Vienna Philharmonic. I'm Robin Rylett, here with you on my last day on the air at Northwest Public Radio. It's so surreal, so surreal.
And I'm Jillian Coldsnow. Thank you for letting me join you on this.
Pleasure to have you here,
last
Jillian.
Last first Friday that we're doing together.
Yes.
It was a 7-hour request program that we did on the first Friday of every month for 7 years.
7 years.
And, you know, this morning we've had comments coming in on email, on Facebook, and also on our website. Robert wrote in, he really enjoyed The Lark Ascending. He said, "What binds us together is the beauty expressed in the music that reveals our common humanity. Mm. Thank you for the meaningful connections to life all these years."
Well, Robert, I may have to quote you when I go to Maine and steal your thoughts, because they're so beautiful and so well put.
And Yvonne says she's invited you into her home every day for years, Robin. And Yvonne says, "I'll miss your voice keeping me company throughout the morning. Best wishes."
Oh, thank you, Robert, and thank you, Yvonne, so much.
Well, one thing you've done also, Robin, is interviewed many celebrities over the years, and one of them is joining us now.
Hey there, it's Bill McLaughlin from Exploring Music with a shout-out for a dear woman, Robin Rylett, one of the best broadcasters in the world, dear friend of mine for a long time, and for you folks at Northwest Public Radio. Man, you've had the pleasure of hearing Robin on the air as host at Northwest Public Radio for 25 years. That's unparalleled. Nobody lasts that long and does it so well, with such intelligence, with so much creativity, with such a great sense of humor. Plus, Robin is really, really smart. She knows what she's talking about. And she always makes us feel smart, too. It's a rare gift that you have, Robin. And now I guess I'm finally going to be able to get the answer to a question that's perplexed me since I was a tyke. I grew up knowing about Maine potatoes. And then when I started to work in the Northwest, I started hearing about Idaho potatoes. Okay, Robin, go and work there for a little while and let us know what your opinion is. Maine, Idaho? In the meantime, I'm just thinking that you folks at Northwest Public Radio will really miss Robin, but it's like any great relationship. You had her for 25 years. That wonderful intelligence and humor, that beautiful voice. It's worth rejoicing in. Go, Robin. Go get him.
Oh, Bill. You know, he does such a great Scottish accent. I have to say, he does. Oh, that was so sweet. Thank you so much. And speaking of sweet, who has dropped by but none other than your Weekend Edition host, Bruce Bradbury?
Hello, Robin.
The gentle giant.
Well, thank you very much. I've always considered myself that, and I am delighted to be here. You and I have been here about the same length of years, although I ran off for a while and sought my fortune, and pleased to have worked with you all these years, although we rarely have been here at the same time because I've tended to be on the weekends. I remember for a while you did one of your shows recorded. I think it was a new music show, and you would put in breaks for me to run on the weekend and introduced me as the weather maven, which warmed my heart.
Yes, Bruce, you do like your weather.
Yes, I do like my weather. This is going a little too far the last few days, but yeah. I generally do like it. Anyway, I wanted to just reminisce a little, but mainly I wanted to issue you publicly an apology, which I think you're due. You know, the last few months when Sue Ann Rimella was off gallivanting around Europe or whatever she was doing, and occasionally—
I think that's called producing another human being.
Oh, whatever. And Brett occasionally, you know, would be up too late at night and sleep in, and so I'd be asked to come in and be a third string fill-in, and then we got to see each other occasionally on the turnover to your show. Well, early on, and I know you'll remember this, but I'm going to remember it forever. Early on, you said to me, "You know, I've got an opportunity in Maine, and I think I am so sick of cold, wet winters, and I've dedicated myself to go somewhere warm and dry, and you told me that you talked to Tom Cocaine, and he told you that Maine is unusually, surprisingly, has warm and dry winters. And you said to me you just weren't sure, given Tom's reputation for inaccuracy, that you weren't sure whether to believe him or not. And you also, of course, made me promise not to tell Jillian about your question about Tom's veracity. Anyway...
Wait a minute. What is this about? I heard my... I had to come into the studio for this.
Oh, hi, Tom. Anyway, this next part's a little embarrassing, but, you know, you said that you'd always depend on...
But will it be true? Because nothing so far has been, Bruce.
Everything I say is true. You told me that you always depended on me for guidance and that I'd never steered you wrong and
Bruce, this isn't about you, babe.
Oh, okay. I'm just quoting her, and she should think more carefully about what she says in case she's going to be quoted. And so,
I keep you on the weekend, Bruce.
So you ask me if what Tom said was true about Maine, and this is what I'm sorry. You were so excited, even though my stepson lives in Maine and we're in Portland frequently. I was there during Hurricane Sandy. I just couldn't burst your bubble. And now you know the truth, and at least you'll be able to make me pay penance when we visit and take you out to dinner frequently.
I'll
Portland.
Just make you walk in the snow in your bare feet.
Okay, well, that'll be nothing compared to what we've all been doing the last few days here. Robin, I love you.
Thank you, Bruce.
You've been a great, great colleague. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. And you've been a really wonderful person to work with over the years. And I also will say that you have now all experienced what I used to experience when Bruce would take over for Sue Ann during Morning Edition. I called it being Bradbury-ized. You never know what's coming next. Well, I know what's coming next, musically speaking, and that would be music from Richard Harvey that he wrote for his good friend guitarist John Williams. I think it's probably my favorite, or one of my favorite, late 20th century guitar concertos. And it's the Concerto Antico, and here is the Alborada.
Thank you.
Guitarist John Williams in the Alborada, the first movement of Richard Harvey's Concerto Antico, which he wrote for his friend John. Paul Daniel led the London Symphony Orchestra. I'm Robin Rylett. This is my last day with you here at Northwest Public Radio. I'm trying to hold it together. We've had so much fun this morning, laughs, and I know I've choked up a little bit. But, you know, it's not the first time I've laughed sharing music with you, and it's not the first time I've choked up. You've really been so gracious to me over the years with your encouragement and support of me. And there are times when some big events have gone on in the world and I just have not held it together on the air. And I always receive emails and phone messages from you saying, we know it's tough, Robin. We know it's tough in the world and we appreciate you, that you feel it too. You're just the greatest group of people. So I feel like I haven't said that enough this morning. It's been all about me, me, me. But I'm here because of you, you, you. And I just want to thank you.
Sue Ann Ramella here. Robin, I told you this before, but I have to share this with your listeners, that you've made me the best mixtape of my life. It was a rough time in my life, and you were able to help me therapeutically with the music that you chose. And I know you do that for thousands of listeners when they're going through something hard or a way to celebrate. But the songs that you picked, and there are about 10 or 12 of them, I can't listen to them anymore because so many emotions are just, you know, Velcroed onto them. Mm-hmm. That they hit the spot of that time. And the feelings are so visceral now. And that's one of your many talents, is your ability to take music and make our lives just, you know, a little bit better. And for most of you, you just tune on the radio and she does that for you. It's amazing. So it's a happy time, but a sad time that you're leaving. I know you're going to continue to do that for so many other people in Maine. They're very, very lucky to have you.
Oh, thanks.
And free therapy with classical music. And then I also want, you know, I have to tell you a personal story about Robin. I don't think you know about this, but Robin is the only person who could have like a 1,500-pound animal fall on her, a horse, and get up and wonder if she's complaining about the pain. But if you ever get her to eat spicy food, she'll nearly cough to death because it's just killer for her. So, I mean, that's one of the fun things about Robin. And it's been a pleasure to work with you. You've been my mentor. I mean, I can't believe the time that's gone by.
I know. I'm just Sue Ann, you are just so dear to me and I love you so much.
I love you
too. And I'm going to miss our little conversations that we have every morning.
We
talk about
problems.
Life, we talk about love, we talk about music, we talk about a news story we just heard that we were listening to right along with all of you. And I'm really, really going to miss that. And I'm going to miss your cheery presence during Morning Edition. I'm just going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you too, Robin.
So thanks for stopping by today on my last day. And
wait, we have to do this.
Okay, I'm getting a little verklempt again.
It's okay. Delicious dish.
No, please.
Okay, we won't. How about this? One more story.
I can't do good times. Good times.
Good times. One more story, and then I have to tell you how many times it's been a delight, but also very humorous that Saturday Night Live and what they joke about public radio people has actually occurred to us. And Robin one time was having a conversation and I just happened to hear her on the phone with a listener. And it was very heartfelt about how Rachmaninoff was far more superior than Bartok or something like this. And I thought, only in public radio would we really be having this heated discussion. No, Rachmaninoff did it.
No, Bartók.
Yes.
No. Good times. Good times. Yes.
Good times.
And there have been many here at Northwest Public Radio, and so much of it centered around the music. Here's a piece that is so bright and cheery. I hope it just uplifts your late morning. It's written by Bill Whelan, who really became a household name in the United States with Riverdance, which was aired on public television stations. And this is from his The Seville Suite, Carasenia. We'll be right back. Oh, boy. Usually I'm alone in the studio when I'm playing this, and I'm always standing up and bouncing around. And I usually put the blinds down to the other studio so nobody sees me. That is Carasthenia from Bill Whelan's The Seville Suite with Princess O'Dwin leading the RTE Concert Orchestra, Davy Spillane playing the Ilian pipes, and Merton O'Connor the accordion. I'm Robin Rylette with you for about another 15 minutes here on Northwest Public Radio. And then Steve Reeder will be joining you this afternoon. Oh, wait, it's Fridays. Oh my gosh, I'm really losing it. Oh well, there will be more classical music for you, and that's coming up this afternoon. You'd think I'd remember that it's Friday, the last day that I'm going to be on the air at Northwest Public Radio, but I think I'm so caught up with all the emotions of the moment that I'm completely losing my mind. Marie Glynn, a longtime colleague, save me.
Okay, well, I'm really happy to be here because I come from New England and I don't often get to use my real accent on the radio. And I grew up in Boston and I spent 10 years about 90 miles from where you're going to land. And so I come by it naturally. And I guess I'm going to have to switch gears for a moment here because we have a wonderful message that came from Myrna Barreto de Selby, who sent in a message saying, thanks to Robin for the beautiful music. She enjoyed it at work every day for the last year. May God bless you in your new job.
Oh, thank you. Bless you as well. And Marie, you're getting me used to my new environs in Maine, I see, with your accent.
Doing my best. And I want to let you know that when you go to northern New England, because I'm sure they're going to be sending you there to host events, you'll hear a different accent. And I've been thinking about you leaving, and, you know, there's not a lot of people our age who will uproot themselves and go across the country for the great unknown. And so I would like to recite you a poem that is very often recited in sententious and mournful tones, but I think it's one of the greatest humor pieces ever written, because I always hear a northern New England farmer doing it.
Okay.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, but be one traveler, long I stood and looked down one as far as I could to where it bent in the undergrowth, then took the other as just as fair, though having perhaps the better claim because it was grassy and wanted wear, though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. Both that morning equally lay in leaves no path had trodden black. Oh, I saved the first for another day, but knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. I know it's going to make a tremendous difference for you, Robin. It's a sad difference for us, a bittersweet difference for us, but I know that your future is going to be wonderful and bright and rosy, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, Marie. That was beautiful. That was really lovely. Thank you. And more music. Jesse Jacobs, you look worried. Jesse is running the board for us today. Jesse, you know what? Let's go to Blackberry Winter. And I, you know, listening to that poem, Marie, makes me think about the fact that, for one thing, when you said people our age, so you meant basically people in their 30s?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
So, yeah, it is hard to uproot yourself in your 30s and move across the country. But, you know, it's an exciting adventure for me, and I just want you all to know that the people at Maine Public Broadcasting Network are just as devoted and passionate about good public radio programming of all kinds as you are and as the staff here at Northwest Public Radio is. And I'm going to be in very good hands with them. They are a great group and a great team of people. I really feel like I'm going from one good and strong organization to another. And so I want you to know that. And I also want you to know I will never, ever forget my time here at Northwest Public Radio. It is so special to me, and I have so many memories. And those memories are wound up with you and with my sharing music with you over the years. So thank you so much. Here's another piece that I've discovered recently that I just think is really fun. We're going to hear a couple of movements from Connie Ellisor's Blackberry Winter. It's a concerto, but with instruments that you don't usually associate with classical music, Tennessee Music Box and the Mountain Dulcimer.
Hi, Robin. Steve Reeder here. Say, even though I've only had the chance to work for you and work with you these past couple of years, I have to tell you I've really been impressed by your dedication and your wealth of knowledge and the very real respect, the affection that you have for your listeners, our listeners. Here's wishing you nothing but the very best as you address this new challenge back in New England. And here's thanking you, too, for reminding me that the likes of the Cordettes and the Beatles and Coldplay are all actually classical composers. In fact, time for me to reconsider my London Philharmonic Plays the Music of Pink Floyd CD at home. Thanks, Robin. Cheers.
Oh, Steve, that's pretty funny. And, you know, you can tell that classical music is going to be in good hands with Steve Reeder and Gigi Ellen and Jesse Jacobs, who's been running the board today. We'll be back with you doing the Arts Preview program on Friday afternoons. So I just, in these last couple of minutes, would like to just say thank you, first of all, to Arthur Cohen, Jerry Miller, Bob and Bill, who took a chance on a woman who really wanted to be a part of public radio and had very little experience. I'd like to thank my colleagues at NWPR who do so much for you. I mean, we are here for you. We are here because of you. And they work very hard to bring you the best in public radio programming. They are passionate about the news, the information, and the music that we share, just as you are. It's been a pleasure and a privilege to work with them. And I'd also like to thank the people at Maine Public Broadcasting Network for asking me to come and be a part of the same vision and passion and dedication they have for sharing great programming of all kinds with listeners in New England. And of course, I would like to thank you. Sorry. I would like to thank you, the listeners. We really are here for you. We do this because of you. And whether you're listening in Washington, Idaho, Oregon, or British Columbia, or even at nwpr.org, we would not be here without you, and we really do care about what you like, what you want. And I just want to thank you for, over the years, consistently making me feel that you are passionate about this music, that you love this music, and you have so many times thanked me. I've heard thank you more in my career than I think most people get to hear. I've never taken it for granted. I've been humbled by it. And I thank you for your generosity of spirit, your financial generosity, and for your support of this form of music that makes life worth living. I would like to give you a little musical goodbye with Tommy Riley and James Moody. And this really expresses what I really want to say to you and can say it more eloquently than I possibly could right now. And thanks for the memory.
The music of Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin, performed today by Tommy Riley on harmonica and James Moody on piano. Thanks for the memory. And Robin, I know I can speak for everyone here in the Northwest when we tell you thank you for the memories. Thank you for all of the memories that you've given everyone who's tuned in to your show over the last 23 years.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Hiring by U.S. employers was slower than expected in January. Just 113,000 new jobs were added.